steadily your tante samadhi, samadhi of one-pointed doing, is becoming deeper, steadily deeper. Correct zazen posture. Your lower back is settled and firm, stretched upward, your spine is straight. The back of your head touches the heavens. You have that kind of energy, vigor in your posture. Your center falls naturally to your tanden. The tanden is settled, decided, centered. Tanden is your center, the center of life, true life. From the center of life, this one single, one-pointed doing arises. This one doing. The samadhi of one-pointed practice. Steadily, you become one with your practice. You become this one single doing. There is nothing else. Practice becomes deeper and deeper, completely grounded in your lower belly. The practice more and more does itself. It's no longer I am doing mu. I am counting the breath. This one doing does this one doing. This one single doing is just doing. Your determination is unshakable. You will return the kindness which has been, which is always, bestowed upon you by the great Dharma. You're willing to sacrifice your life to lay it all down. Just as we chant in the morning, wholeheartedly wishing to see Buddha, not caring for your own life. This is one mind, single-minded, not being of two minds. Wholehearted is of one heart. Inherently, we are just one heart. Just one way. The practice is just one way. You're not concerned with this and that. You're not questioning it. You're just single-mindedly following one path. The Buddhas and ancient teachers who have seen into truth, into our oneness. The Buddha of great perfect wisdom, the embodiment of truth, has given us this teaching. What teaching? You too are Buddha. You are inherently Buddha nature, Buddha wisdom and virtue. Your faith in your own inherent nature, the reason you're here, is firm, unmoving. Faith that penetrates the marrow. There is nothing you would not gladly give to meet with true Dharma. You are, as you are, now here, just exactly Buddha nature. In perfect faith, you obediently entrust all in this one breath. In nothing, everything is contained, limitless. This one single doing, just one point, There is no crack, no crevice for anything else to show its face. There is no else, no other, no outside. This one breath is the universe. We had a precept ceremony the other day. Some people who had just arrived took the precepts. And some brought rakusu for me to write on. I wrote on one person's inexhaustible storehouse. The inexhaustible storehouse. Everything is contained, limitless. Limitless everything. The rakusu belong to foreigners who perhaps do not know the meaning of what I wrote. Inexhaustible storehouse. No matter how you look at it, everything is limitless. And this limitless everything is just exactly your life. Receive, openly receive everything. Your receiving cannot be exhausted. Everything. This everything is you, your true self. Everything is you, yours. But perhaps you don't feel full, abundance, expansive. You feel something is missing. Things start to feel all right for a time, and then suddenly you've got that hole there again to be filled, up and down. The problem is that you have not yet seen into nothing, not one thing. In no thing, everything is contained, limitless. So you're grasping at something, holding on to something. Divide and distinguish. You're getting caught up in something or other. You falsely believe there to be a substantial being which can hold on. Me, me, me. From beginningless beginning, you've fallen into that false view. As the ability for clever discernment and calculation increases, so does misunderstanding. As you became brainier, so you became mistaken in your view. It is said, as the child learns to live by his wits, he moves farther and farther from Buddha. How sad. The baby encompasses original mind. But you may hear that and be quick to attach and think, the baby's way is good enough. And that's mistaken. Another judgment. We all tend to want to take it easy, to look for the easy way out. If you sit back and take it easy, you rot on the spot. You aren't any good to anybody. You're useless. You will continue to be dependent on others, a nuisance. To really receive is to really give. If you're really receiving, openly receiving Dharma, you can't help but devote yourself to others. It's not a give and take mentality like a contract, like business. Because if you're calculating profit and loss, this is not living in accordance with reality. Not living out the awareness of the deepest truth. Inexhaustible storehouse. Limitless everything. I wrote on another rakusu, never looking down upon, never making light of, or never belittling. There's a bodhisattva called the bodhisattva who is always without belittling. He revered all beings without making a distinction. Adults, children, men, women. The bodhisattva saw the absolute value of all beings, all things. And so his everyday actions said always, "You are precious." You still have not awakened to your own inherent dignity, but you can work in that direction, dedicating yourself, devoting yourself at all times to care for and protect all being, to work for all being. Your bodhisattva work can go on at all times, always, forever. The eye clearly opens to the true self. The baby bodhisattva grows to become a child and adult, and with more and more polishing, a great old bodhisattva. There is no stopping. The bodhisattva mind can be cultivated without limit. This inexhaustible storehouse is naturally beyond conditions, not constructed, limitless everything. In nothing, everything is contained, limitless. In emptiness, everything is contained, limitless. If the inexhaustible storehouse is beyond conditions, so is never to be belittled, also beyond conditions. All being is precious. All being is to be revered. All being is universal, absolute. The way is perfect, and it exists everywhere. There is nothing in excess, nothing lacking. You do not yet realize your own essential dignity, but your time to awaken to the absolute dignity of all being will come. Until then, until you're able to rever all being, never belittling or undervaluing a single thing, you will continue to be conceited and self-important. You won't be able to appreciate fully the state of mind which is humble. Complete humility is still beyond you. Well, how is it with you now, as you continue to practice this bodhisattva practice? I wrote on the raksu of another person, "The light forever shining, always illuminated, always shining light, shining brightly beyond conditions. Vast, clear skies, not a single speck of dust." This describes you. In the spirit, describing you, I wrote, "Always shining brightly. Your true nature is the light forever shining. Every one of you. This is the source of all being beyond conditions. That reality is called the inexhaustible storehouse. We call it forever without belittling anything. We call it the light forever shining. We call it Tathagata, thus come, always, forever, inexhaustible, it abides nowhere, stops nowhere, it cannot be grasped, held on to, just as it is, just as it is. You must receive just as it is. The slightest distinction in heaven and earth are separate. You are practicing this one important matter with this one pointed doing, this one single doing. Right now, nothing is held back from you. Everything is given you. Your practice is this one tante. Your practice is just continuing this one single doing. This one single doing is returning the supreme love that you receive from the universe. This one doing is offering your all. This one doing is non-attachment. This one doing is your life, body and soul. There's nothing unreasonable about your practice. You don't have to force this one doing. Just openly, obediently, do this only. Just this. When you awaken, you will be able to see clearly for yourself how utterly wonderful is each and everything. You will be able to see for yourself that each and everything is working together in mutual support. You do not see this wonder, as long as your mind is caught up in distinctions, gain, loss, this, that, me, me, me. All you can do in this state of mind is look for other people's faults and shortcomings. And dissatisfaction and frustration are always welling up inside you, no? You always can find something to complain about, can't you? But you don't think that life has to be this way, do you? Constantly making yourself the center of the world is biting the hand that feeds you. Who suffers? You, yourself, of course. The one who fails to appreciate kindness is the one who has to suffer. But if you're determined from the bottom of your heart to dedicate yourself to truth, to withhold nothing, that leaves no room for ego grasping. Dogen Zenji left many writings, but all of his words always boil down to one thing. Rather than reading and studying the 10,000 texts, it's more important to accept and receive just one word or phrase. In truth, there are not 10,000 writings. All is included within a word, a phrase, in this one tante. All is included in this one doing. 100, 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 boils down to just this. Please, go on. Have it. The rain falls in sheets from the heavens. When it appears in one drop. One drop. Good. Good. A single tear that falls from a rain cloud embraces all essence. Meet with this essence. To carry yourself forth and experience myriad things is delusion. You carry yourself forth through discriminating reasoning and calculation. And you come to some view and you think, I understand. That is delusion. To carry yourself forth and experience myriad things is delusion. That pretty much describes your life, your every step. It's what we've called worldly ways or worldly view, discriminating cleverness, the calculating, designing intellect which you just want to rely upon, the delusive notion of a separate abiding entity. To carry yourself forward and experience myriad things is delusion. Please do not despair, because we're clearly shown the genuine. That myriad things come forth and experience themselves is awakening. This right time, the myriad things come forth and experience themselves. Truth is taking perfectly good care truth. The genuine is self-nurturing. The genuine falls upon the genuine for us. That myriad things come forth and experience themselves is awakening. Faced with this one important matter, the only thing that matters, settle your body, settle your breath, settle the mind. Practice this practice. It is the practice of body and mind forgotten, self forgotten. You're here to forget the self. This time, this opportunity, when the myriad things come forth and experience themselves, will arrive for you. There are differences among you. Each and every one of you is unique. You are wholehearted, or you may be somewhat earnest, or you may be somewhat lukewarm. Your season of ripening is unique to you. But this one way, path of practice, most assuredly leads to the myriad things coming forth to experience themselves. Because this is reality, and there is nothing outside reality. But as long as you give rein to the cunning, discriminating intellect, you're dallying away your time. And you're going to be living with plenty of complaints for that. So don't be stingy. Let go of attachment. Not caring for your own life, wholeheartedly wish to see Buddha. Forget body and mind. Let them go. This is your practice. Together with all beings, we attain Buddhahood.